The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara and the Amid Beis towards the top has a b'raisa, Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a b'raisa le'yosim ala Hashemen in some possible. A person should not put oil into the mincha of a choite, and if he put oil there, it becomes possible. I would think that vimnasa and possible. I would think that just so too when the Torah says levoina should not be put into the mincha of a choite, that there also, if someone did put in levoina, that it will passel the mincha of the choite. Hamoloimer he. For that, the Pasuk says he, that even though the Levoina was put in, nevertheless, the Mincha is kosher. So, from this Gemara, the Arachronim, they learn an important halacha. They learn that even in a case, some Arachronim deduce from here, that even to other cases as well, when the Torah says don't do a mitzvah in a certain way, and a person did it the wrong way, they say that we learn from our Gemara that the mitzvah is possible, the mitzvah is no good, because the Gemara says the only reason why if the levoina was put into the mincha of a chayte, it's kosher. It's only because the Torah specifically said that it's kosher. But if the Torah did not specifically say it's kosher, it would be possible. Let's go through a discussion where such a thing is practical, and then we will, Be'ez Hashem, come back to this drasha. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it's based on a Gemara, that a person is not allowed to make brachas or speak divrei Torah where there is Torah, where there is manure, where there is excretions from a human being or from an animal. And even if a person does not see the tzaya, nevertheless, if he's in a place where he could see it, then he cannot say brachas, and he cannot speak the Torah, and he can't daven. In today's day and age, it's not as common that we have tzaya around. Baruch Hashem, we have good bathrooms, and the tzaya remains there. And most of us do not live in farms, and if we do, our home is away from the farm, and therefore the tzaya is not found regularly in the average person's home or in a place where the average person is davening or learning or saying brachas. The practical application of this halacha, for the most part, for most people, is with the children's dirty diapers. The children that aren't using the bathroom yet, and they relieve themselves in their diaper, and now they can have a dirty diaper, and until they're changed, or the dirty diaper that's there, until it's disposed of, that poses a problem for one to say brachas, to daven, to learn Torah in its vicinity. And it's important to realize that it's even an ifser min haTorah to say Dvarim Shebekdusha in the vicinity of tzaya. And Midrabanan is also even in front of Me'aglaim, even in front of urine. Be that as it may, I would like to discuss in this shir the halachas of when, if you're mechuyev to check a baby to see if they have a dirty diaper before you daven or say a bracha. And also, what happens if somebody did, in the event somebody already davened, already said a bracha, and then they discovered that the baby had a dirty diaper, what is the halacha? So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch discusses at what stage and age will the tzaya of a baby pose a problem to say a bracha within its vicinity. And the answer is that it's dependent on when the child is able to eat a kezayis of minei dogon within the shear of kedei achilas pras, which nowadays that children could eat. There's many different foods, baby foods that are made. They're made very fine and easy for the child to eat and digest. They possibly begin eating such foods with these amounts even at a younger age than what they used to be. And perhaps even a child the age of 3 months already is making diapers that pose a problem to say to daven and to say Dvar Shebekdusha in its presence. Now there's a big discussion in the Poskim, back to earlier Poskim, as to what happens if not that there is Toya, but the Toya is covered. Before we get to that, the halacha of Toya is that when Toya is uncovered, so then a person has to keep away 4 amis from where he can no longer smell the foul smell. And only from there on can he make brachas, and also even that has to be that he doesn't see the Toya. If he doesn't see the Toya, and he is a distance of 4 amis away from where the smell ends, so then he could make brachas and daven and learn Torah and say Dvarim Shebekdusha. What happens if the Torah is covered? If it's in a container? For our purposes, if it's in a diaper, kashtus? So then, it's a machloikis, is it sufficient to distance oneself from where one can no longer smell it? Or one must distance themselves 4 amis from where the smell ends. The Mishneh Brura and many Poskim are machriya that a person must distance themselves 4 amis from where the smell ends. Not just from where the smell ends, but 4 amis past where the smell ends. There are those that disagree. The Sefer Fazeit HaBeracha brings down that actually, and Mordechai Elio and Ibn Yashiv passing that one does not have to keep away 4 amis from where it smells, but only once a person distances themselves from where the smell ends, there they can already make a bracha or say Dvar Shebekdusha. And there is such a machlokes, but it seems like the more poskim, greater weight than the Mishneh Berurah already, paskins to keep 4 amis away, and if it would seem that one should fear zuch, one should keep 4 amis away from where the smell ends. So this is all. In other words, if we know that the baby made a dirty diaper, they will have to, it's insufficient to just sniff and sniff and say, okay, I don't smell anything. They will have to figure out where the smell ends and count another 4 amis past that, and only from there can they make a bracha. However, if a person doesn't know if the child made a dirty diaper and they're not smelling any foul smell, so then they could make a bracha. You may say, one may argue that, listen, it's a safek d'oraisa l'chumra, perhaps there's a dirty diaper here, and it's a issa d'oraisa to make a bracha when there's a dirty diaper, and therefore one must check before they make the bracha. They must check to make sure that there's no dirty diaper in this vicinity. Nevertheless, Paiskim say it's unnecessary to check. So in other words, unless there's good reason to believe that the baby made a dirty diaper, for example, we thought that the baby was straining themselves, or there is a bad smell around, in absence of one of those two scenarios, one is not obligated to check to see if the baby made a dirty diaper. If you sniff and it smells fine, then you can make a bracha right here. And the reasoning can be explained in two ways. First of all, as we said, according to many poskim, if a person does not smell it, since it's covered, so then one could make a bracha. So even if we will be machmir, not like those opinions, and we will say that if a person is sure that the baby has a dirty diaper, they should keep 4 amis away from where the smell ends. But if one doesn't even know if the baby had made a dirty diaper, so then they have a sfek seka. maybe the baby, he's never made a dirty diaper. Even if the baby made a dirty diaper, according to some poskim, it's already 4 amos away. It's already out of where I could smell it. So then they have a sex fake to be able to make to make brachas or to daven or to bench. Another reasoning is that a person is not obligated. There's a chazaka minastam that could be assumed that the baby does not have a dirty diaper. You don't have to check out. It could be assumed that the baby doesn't have a dirty diaper. Until known otherwise, you don't have to worry that the baby has a dirty diaper. And therefore, unless one smells a foul smell, or they saw the baby straining there, they know the baby is should have made a dirty diaper now, they can assume that there's no dirty diaper around, and they could make a bracha. And certainly, once the halacha is that they are allowed to make a bracha here, certainly if they discover afterwards that the baby did indeed have a dirty diaper, they do not have to make the bracha over again. They were certainly yotze. If the halacha is that one can, just like they're allowed to make the bracha, so too after the fact that they made the bracha, they fulfilled their mitzvah of making the bracha. Now this is in cases when besides for the fact that the tzoy itself is covered, but one doesn't even see the diaper itself. There's an interesting opinion of the Alicha Shleimer. The Alicha Shleimer says that if the baby indeed made a dirty diaper, and there's no additional covering over the diaper, on the outside of the diaper, the diaper itself has a din of a graf shalrei, and the diaper itself poses a problem. So that could really be a discussion on its own. I just wanted to mention that there is such an opinion. Now what happens if it was a situation, let's say the baby did strain, or there was some small foul smell, they weren't sure what it was, there was a reason why they should have checked the baby to see if the baby made a dirty diaper. And then, after they benched, they realized that indeed the baby did make a dirty diaper. The question is, did they fulfill their mitzvah of benching, or bracha, or tefillah, and would they be mechuyev to bench again? So, the yisoid of this shaila, of whether they would be mechuyev to bench again, is totally, and this shaila that Achrayim discuss, that is based on our Gemara. The question is, we have a Gemara in Masechta Tmura, the Ravid says, whatever the Torah says, don't do. If someone does it, and did not follow what the Torah says, loy mehani, it doesn't work. It's invalid. So the question is, do we say, that here as well, so the Torah said, don't make a bracha at this location, at this time, at this place, in the presence of Toya. So perhaps, now that he did not follow the Toya's instruction, not only were they in violation of the Isser of making a bracha where Toya is around, they also did not fulfill the mitzvah of the bracha. Their entire bracha was invalid. The reasoning to say otherwise is like the way the Sma says in Chayshim Mishpat. The Sma says that the only time I say that if a person did not follow the law of the Torah, that even after the fact, what they did is invalid, is only when there was no way of doing it the right way, says the Sma. Says the Sma, if there was a way to do it correctly, if there was a way to do it right, just the person happened to have done it the wrong way, then what they did is actually valid. It does not become invalidated. So here as well, if a person benched or davened in a place where there was toya, they could have gone to another place where there was no toya. So perhaps we will say that they did fulfill the mitzvah. Indeed, the mitzvah, the bracha that they did, was valid. And like we said before, the Mishnah Lemelech once is done a lot about this in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, and he wants to bring a proof from our Gemara that just like our Gemara says that a mincha in his mincha is not supposed to put on levoino, but if he did, nevertheless the mincha is kosher. So you see, but the Gemara says that it's only kosher because we have the pasuk to tell us that it's kosher. Mashma, if not for the pasuk, it would be possible. So you see, that wherever a person did not follow what the Torah says, their mitzvah that they do is invalid. However, the Nishmas Adam comes and he says it's not a raya. Says the Nishmas Adam, I'll tell you, that even though the Gemara says that there's a havamino, that if someone puts levayna into the mincha v'chayta, it's not valid, I'll say that that's only because I would have dashed in the pasuk, that since the pasuk says he, I would have said that the pasuk is coming to exclude if someone puts levayna in the mincha, that the mincha is not kosher. So, says the Nishmas Adam, maybe I'll say the other way around. Maybe now that the Torah says, maybe I'll say, I shall learn from over here, that paket, that wherever somebody does a mitzvah, and they weren't supposed to do it, I should say, I learned from over here, that it is valid, that it does work. Maybe if not for that word he, I would have said, that the mincha would be kosher. And also the Gemara had a havamina, that if somebody put, the Gemara doesn't say as a havamina, but the Gemara has a pasuk to tell me that if they put oil into the mincha of the chaydei, that it's pasul. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me it's pasul? Maybe we should say that it's pasul even if there's no pasuk. The mere fact that somebody did not follow what the Torah says, the Torah's instruction, that alone should invalidate it. Like the Gemara says in Mesechta Tmura, that rule doesn't apply when it could have been done the proper way. Says the Nishmas Adam, that's also not a raya. Says the Nishmas Adam, Kachim is different than all other mitzvahs. There's a rule by Kachim that the Torah didn't say two times that this is how to do the korban, then it's kashim b'di'evet. So you see that Kachim is very different than all other mitzvahs. So you can't learn from this Gemara to elsewhere. So both you can learn from this Gemara to say that it's kasher. Both you can learn from the Gemara to say that it's possible. You could say that this Gemara, this halacha of mincha v'chayta is different than all over else, everywhere else. And therefore, says the Nishmas Adam, do not bring any proof from our Gemara. However, the Nishmas Adam himself is of the opinion that if somebody does a mitzvah in a way that it was issur to do it, he wasn't supposed to do it, nevertheless the mitzvah is kosher. Even so, he does say that if somebody did say Kriya Shema or Davin in a place where there was Torah and they weren't supposed to, that they will have to repeat it, but that is only a Knas D'Rabbanon, that is not the Raisa, the Kedin, that they have to repeat it. What's the Nafkimino if the Din to repeat it is the Raisa or the Rabbanon? The difference will be if it's a Sofek, if the person was obligated to check. If, according to all opinions, if somebody was obligated to check, if he was certainly obligated to check, and he didn't check, so then the halacha is that he has to repeat the tefillah or repeat the bracha. Because it's either a deraisa tikka halacha, it's either a biblical obligation to repeat it, or a rabbinical obligation to repeat it. Either the Torah says, they come out of Rahman al-Isabdi of Limani, or it's rabbinically obligatory to repeat it, because being that the Chachamim gave a knas, the Chachamim wanted to punish him, they gave him this penalty for that he violated the halacha of not saying Kedusha in a place with a Toya. But the difference of whether the obligation to repeat is rabbinically obligatory or biblically obligatory, the difference is when it's only a sotek of whether he was obligated to check. In a case that it's only a sotek of whether he was mechuyev to check, so then it's a sotek if it has to do it again. So if it's a deraisa, the obligation to say it again, then it's a sotek deraisa. But if it's only rabbinically obligated to say over, so then it's a sotek derabbanon. And the rule is sotek deraisa lechomer, sotek derabbanon lekula, and that's why that's the nafkimina between these two opinions of whether when somebody does a mitzvah in a way that it was an issur to do it, if minat Torah, it was valid or invalid.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-VAAD. 1-800-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.